keeping you in touch with Michigan and the world.
The relentless and fearless pursuit of the truth. That's what we're after here. The Steve Gruber Show on a Monday. You know, Mondays can be tough. Sometimes you need just a cold slap across the face to get rolling. And that's why our next guest, I think, gets up and writes things just to kind of just smack people. Hey, are you paying attention? Kelsey Harkness here, 2017 Tony Blankley Chair at the Steamboat Institute, senior news producer and reporter at the Daily Signal, and a whole lot more. Kelsey, welcome back to the program.
Hi, Steve. Thanks for having me.
Always a pleasure to have you here. You're here to get people's attention and tell the truth. Boy, is that shocking in today's environment, isn't it, telling people the truth?
It's not always easy.
Yeah, they don't take it well sometimes. You just did a piece here that I found fascinating, and the headline is this: new study finds hormonal birth control triples women's risk of suicide. And I'm thinking, the pill's been around, I think, as long as I've been around. Thankfully, my mother didn't use it. But why would we just be hearing this now?
That's the exact question I posed in this article I wrote on the Federalist about this massive new study that looked at 1.8 million women over a course of 10 years. And it found that women who are using hormonal birth control are experiencing many serious mental side effects. This most recent one we're learning about is depression. So the study was published in the American Journal of Psychiatry, so this is not a partisan study, and it found that women who are taking hormonal birth control triple the risk of suicide, actually committing suicide, and double the risk of attempting suicide. And my argument is that this is information women need to know. We want to talk about reproductive rights. We hear that so often from groups like Planned Parenthood. And yet when it comes to these very shocking studies about what these chemicals are doing to our bodies, they're completely silent. They are not partaking in any sort of education campaign to let women know about this new information that we're learning.
You know, what springs to mind for me when you say that, when you lay it out like that, is, okay, so if these hormones are having this impact on people, which, you know, is predictable to some extent, but having these negative impacts and side effects, then my question becomes, well, then how do these hormones, when introduced on a regular basis, interact with other medications for other challenges people may be facing, including a psychotropic drug? If somebody's being treated for depression or something else and they're taking the pill at the same side, at the same time, does that complicate and potentially worsen the situation?
Yes, that's such a good question. It's a question that, strangely, when birth control has been around for 60 years, you'd think we'd know more about this. 140 million women worldwide are estimated to be using hormonal birth control, and these are very serious side effects we're talking about. There's actually another study that was released just recently by these same researchers, published in the New England Journal of Medicine, that found women who use hormonal birth control have an increased risk of developing breast cancer. And yet again, this is another study that, you know, groups like Planned Parenthood are not covering. I was pleased to see the New York Times cover the link between breast cancer and birth control, but the New York Times and most of the mainstream media has been silent on the links between suicide
and the pill.
It's hard to figure out why when this is something that so many women are using on a daily basis.
Well, let me go right through, let me just jump right through the hoop to where we can really shock people altogether. Because my next observation is this: if the hormones and the birth control pill that's been around for nearly six decades increases the risk of suicide by three times, and yet on the cutting edge of social engineering, we find that transitioning, you know, transgender issues are being pushed on us because we're trying to lessen the suicide risk. That's what we're told anyway. But you're telling me women that take these hormones become at risk. What about young men who start taking hormones to transition to women? What kind of risks of suicide are we dealing with there? Because there's the cutting edge question in today's society.
Well, and if you think about it, when birth control has been around for 60 years and we're just learning about these new risks that women are taking on by taking it, how long is it going to take for us to find out the answers to the question you just posed about transgender children specifically who are taking these types of hormones to transition, it seems like we're a long ways away from that. And so I'm not a medical expert, so I can't say if it's fair to compare these two studies, but I think it's an important question you're raising, particularly when young children, we're now learning, are taking these hormones more and more each year.
Yeah, as young as the kindergartners, for God's sake. That's child abuse in my estimation. So I guess the point that I'm making here, it took 6 decades to figure out that the pill could have effects on the emotional well-being of women. It may be connected to breast cancer, maybe connected to suicide trends. These are things that are very serious considerations as we move forward, and people should know those risks before they take the pill. But then how could we stand here as a society and say, well, it's perfectly fine for people to transition, even children, we'll give them these hormones, when we know women taking hormones over the course of our lifetimes, yours and mine, Kelsey, have very high serious risks. I think that people ought to be sober and honest about the idea that these are powerful, life-altering drugs that these people are taking. They should take a closer look before they just jump in and say, oh, it's great, it'll make Johnny Jenny and it'll all be good.
I agree, and I just want to communicate to anybody who's listening who might be concerned about what their own hormonal birth control might be doing to their bodies. Although, you know, it's triple the risk of suicide, of course the risk for suicide is still incredibly low. It's very slim. But the important thing to know and to do after learning about studies like this is to communicate these risks to women. Because if women don't know that their birth control could be the reason why they are experiencing depression, suicide, or other mental health issues, then they would never think to stop it or change the type they're on.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really what we need to do is educate women. They need, if you're experiencing any of these side effects, it might be worth having a conversation with your doctor. But this isn't a study where everybody should go flush their contraceptives down the toilet. But it's something to take seriously, because this is depression we're talking about, and this is suicide we're talking about. Every life matters.
It certainly does. We're talking about people, women's health, and specifically. And Kelsey, great article, great headline. And you did the world a service by bringing us everyone's attention. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Kelsey Harkness, everybody, from the Daily Signal, Heritage Foundation, and so many other places, and the Wednesday editor of Bright. We'll be right back on the TV.